news, information, opinions, history, and most importantly, always real. This is Rant EM Radio.
The recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment.
The Shining Wizards Network proudly presents the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast with your hosts, the Impact Playa, Phil Rea, and Dave Mega Powers.
Hey guys, Big Phil here. Listen, real life sometimes takes precedent over this awesome show that Dave and I have, and we're taking the week off. With that being said, we have a kick-ass throwback for you. I guess it's the best of, one of our best ofs, one of many that I'm putting together. This is a show that we did back in March of this year. We actually did a, we were at a festival, I guess a festival or a pre-show, of a local independent promotion that ran a show out of a casino here locally in New York City. So Dave and I took it upon ourselves to bring the equipment, do a podcast, and we had some really cool interactions, you should say. Mickey James stopped over to say hello, Bill Apter, a couple of indie guys, so it was pretty cool. So enjoy the show, and enjoy the nonsense. There's a lot of it, because Dave and I got bored at one point. It was really that kind of fun. And we'll see you guys next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Remember to support all the shows on the Shining Wizards Network and Rant EM Radio. Ciao. All right, ladies and gentlemen and lowlifes, welcome to the World Resort Casino Hotel in beautiful Queens, New York City. Listen to a special edition of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. As always, your gracious host, the Impact Player, Mr. Phil Rea, and I'm joined by my tag team partner in crime,
the Mega Powers. And why are there socks? Why are they selling socks at the T-shirt stand?
Work and wear socks, custom embroidery. Well, there's a bunch of different vendors here, Dave. We are live at the World Premier Wrestling.
We're pre-taped.
We are at the World Premier Wrestling Resurrection event, right?
And it's not a Christian organization?
No, but you can bring, people are panicking because, like, I can't bring my kid in here. Yes, you can. This is a fantastic event.
You can bring them to the show, but you can't bring them into the casino.
I've never been to this place. I moved away like 3 years ago.
I didn't know that there was a casino in Queens.
They built it a couple of years ago. I moved away, and like there it is. It's fucking like ridiculous. But
here you are. We're inside of it.
We are inside. I want to thank Anthony G from WPW for helping us out here, putting us on. We are like right in the smack dab in the middle of everything. Every shit. This is fantastic.
Yeah, we got some guy playing some jungle music really loud.
Yeah, we got Captain KTU behind us.
Yeah.
It's not that loud, because I can still hear you. That's the most thing. Now, the only thing
it's
is...
too loud for me.
You got to remind me, because the third mic doesn't have an on and off button.
Okay.
So I have it muted.
Oh.
You know?
All right.
So just in case we have a guest, we have to... I don't know. So I'm going to send Anthony a text in a few minutes and have him... send some of the wrestlers over if they want to come sit and bullshit with us. All right, so I had assumed that we were going to be, like, in the venue. Now, the venue's about, I want to say, 30 to 50 yards to the right of us, near
somewhere,
the restroom.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is, like, the pre-show, and people get their autograph session.
We got the whole floor.
We got, dude, he gave us a prime spot. He gave us, like, three tables.
I should have brought my shit. I said I was going to bring my shit, and I didn't bring my shit.
Yeah, well, now you know next time.
Now the fucking comic book people are going to make all my money.
Comic book vendors here.
Fucking socks people are going to take all my money.
We got socks. We got toys. Everybody and their mother's here setting stuff up here.
There's a ninja blender stand behind us.
That's fresh. I got a ninja at home.
So do I.
Yep. I got a nice... Yeah, my wife makes everything in that thing. But with the socks, we have the WPW merch booth here with their logos and stuff.
They're not selling pants?
They're not selling... Do you want WPW sweatpants?
Well, if they got the shirt, the hat, the pants, and socks, you know, then I would want pants.
What else? Let's talk to Anthony. Maybe we can get that going on.
Yeah. It's like a work shirt, too.
Right. All right. So here we are, man. This is fantastic. This is our first, like, solo event representing the Shining Wizards Network and the Rant EM Radio. The banner. I took a picture of the banner and the chairs and stuff, so we're all, like, good. Official. We'll take a picture of us eventually. You got your coffee there, Cuddles? Oh, you got Starbucks?
Yeah, well, I can't afford the food, so I need to drink something.
Christ. Yeah, definitely got to...
I kid. I kid because I love... That's it. That's all I got.
I was waiting for you to finish the statement. It's pretty funny shit.
That's it.
Yeah, and I'm glad that everything fits on the table. I just, like... And
we have more than enough room. We got, like, five fucking tables.
True, and we have business cards, too. Now, this is fresh.
Oh, shit.
Look at that. You like that, huh? That glossy...
This ain't that taking your scissors and cutting it up.
Nah, that's Vistaprint, son.
Yeah.
I made a banner for the WrestleMania party, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got, like, a half off. Like, everything on the site was, like, half off. I got a nice little mouse pad. I got the cards. I got the, I got the banner. It should be, you know... It's going to be a good time.
You're going to have that spinach and artichoke dip you tell me about.
Yeah. It's good stuff, man. It's good stuff. Yep. All right. So not much going on since we last broadcasted. I still want to thank everybody for coming on with us. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a blast.
The best thing about not going live, like back in the day, we just stop what we were doing and go right back to it. So This looks like one of the talent. Hello. How are you? All right. Get to say hello to the talent.
I think she's with the race car that they're...
Is the race car here?
I haven't seen it.
I don't
know if it's real.
Dude, a race car. That's
me, me and Shining Wizards Eddie were talking about it.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that Facebook thread. You know what, dude? It goes right well with the socks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you could bring a NASCAR, you could bring socks to the event.
Yeah, I guess so. Now they just need one of the wrestlers to race the car.
Yeah, pretty much.
Get fucking Bob Holly. He's not dead, right?
Sparky Plug?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Thurman Spark Plug.
They gave a real redneck NASCAR name. Remember that?
Yeah. But he won the first race that they had. But then after that, he lost. He kept getting worse and worse.
Right. Well,
he did better than the WCW race car, I think.
We have to ask Tank. He's our NASCAR guy right now.
Does he know about the WCW and WWF race cars?
Yeah. Tommy's a NASCAR guy. He collects the cars and all that.
Okay. So he would know the records of those drivers.
Yep. Our buddy Rage, ironically, from the brand, he's a NASCAR guy.
He's a Thurman spark plug guy.
He likes to label himself because he's African American and he likes NASCAR. That's like his tagline when he picks chicks up. Hi, my name is so and so, and I'm black and I like NASCAR.
Does that work?
I'm not black. I don't know. I watch NASCAR. I dig it. I mean, I watch, like, the big races.
So he listens to, like, Charlie Pride or something like that?
I don't know. I mean, we only know Rage for a little while. We just got on the Rant. He's a co-host on the Rant.
Is he going to be listening to this?
He'll be listening to it.
Okay, so he could tell me if he listens to Charlie Pride while he's driving his race
car. Bill after.
NASCAR.
Yeah, I'll be talking to him tomorrow.
Yeah, get that son of a bitch over at the table.
Get that son of a bitch over here.
Yeah. Ignoring our pleas for him to be on the show.
I'll put the mic on if he comes over here.
Get your white ass over here after.
Yeah, he's pretty solid dude, though.
WWE's been using him.
I know. Hello, Mr. After.
My guys.
How are you?
Good.
Hello, sir.
You want to come back and hang with us for a little while? You busy?
I will once I get started here, yeah.
All right, cool. We're here. We got a mic for you whenever you want to come by. Thank you, sir.
So he is getting his white ass over here.
Yeah, there's Angelina Love. There's Crimson. Everybody's coming in. Mickey James. Hello, how are you? I was.
Are you guys talking about me right now?
I'd like
Maybe
to.
We are.
How are you?
Oh, I thought you were recording.
We are recording. Grab Mike, say hello.
How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Nice hat.
Thank you.
So I'm glad you are. Very excited.
Definitely come by. Grab a mic, say hello.
All right, will do.
We'd love to talk to you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Too cool.
Right. Awesome. The beautiful Mickey James.
So Shining Wizards Eddie, she is here today.
Yeah, and she said hello. And she liked my hat.
Friendly young lass.
Yeah.
She's
quite the looker, too, huh?
Yeah.
Check you talking about me? Yeah, I am.
Better than Angelina Love. Oh, my God.
Easy killer.
The mummy right there.
Will you stop?
It's Van Helsing.
And so it begins. We're 7 minutes in, and all of a sudden, here it comes.
I have a silver bullet on me somewhere. Oh, God.
Here comes
the creeps. I love me.
Here comes the creeps. So.
Hey, they're good creeps. They're not killing anybody, I don't think.
So. I like everybody's conducting business in front of the table.
Yeah, why not? This is the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. This is the new generation of integrated sports journalism, right?
the new Rick and Nice Simple Vexler for sports entertainment broadcast.
You know, this is just like a magnet for people just to come up to us. They're like, what's going on here? People with microphones.
Yeah.
Let's see if they'll acknowledge us.
I hope her voice came up on the... It probably came up on that.
A little bit. Yeah. I kind of heard her voice.
Yeah.
She's trying to talk shit, too. It's all good. We encourage that here.
She has glittery shoes. Look at the shoes, Mega Powers.
Damn. There's no place like home.
So. Oh, I'm definitely getting one of them pretzels. That's I'm starving.
Told you they got an artichoke pizza downstairs.
I ain't getting artichoke pizza.
But it's averagely good. Have some.
It's averagely good. And yeah. Probably like $7 a slice, too.
I paid $4 for this goddamn coffee.
Damn it.
But it's the only coffee available.
I don't know.
I don't know if the fans care about the food court situation downstairs at this casino, but I'm going to talk about it anyway.
Yeah,
I thought it was very tiny.
The floor is yours, sir.
There wasn't anything like a brand name other than Artichoke. I felt confused and bewildered when I was downstairs. Like a caveman who's been forced into the future. And doesn't understand why there's bright lights and loud sounds.
Yeah, right.
But it's all good.
Yeah.
I have my coffee. I brought my water from the car. I'm doing good.
Sockman was trying to offer the chick, the NASCAR chick, some popcorn. She's like, no thank you.
Fucking greasy-ass hands.
You and your stupid socks.
You know what he's going to do with those socks later on tonight.
Well, that's his business.
Well, the restroom isn't too far away. If you hear the sound of jangling keys, you know what's going on.
All right, here's a Macho Man t-shirt. I can dig that.
I find it interesting that the Sox guys are actually wearing their own socks.
Yeah.
It's like some 50-year-old dude wearing some polka dot socks.
Hey, we got internet connection.
Oh, we do?
Yep.
Oh.
All right. Everybody's setting up?
Yeah.
They gave us a nice prime spot, man. This is fantastic. So.
Well, I don't know who else. There's other people that have tables here, but I don't see anybody else setting up. But it's still early. We have another 10 hours before the event starts.
Yeah, well, this is 2 to 6, so there's a Mega Powers t-shirt. That kid's cool. Mm-hmm. You should get a picture with that guy.
He should get a picture with me.
Oh, yeah, I guess. You know, for once in your life, you don't have to make it all about you.
Well, I'll do that later on. After the show. Now's my time.
Yeah, it's your time.
This is, part of my show, too.
This is true. This guy's got a Ryback shirt on.
Yeah, I don't know what that's all about.
I don't know if I'd wear a Ryback shirt.
You know, my aspiration as I get older in life is to not wear wrestling shirts.
Really? Public. Yeah. I got like a whole bunch for Christmas, and I'm going to be 40. I feel terrible.
Well, I bought our shirt. That's fine.
Our shirt's different, which I'm wearing now.
That passes the grade.
No, but I'm like, I got a Bruno shirt for Christmas. I got a Punk shirt.
Mm.
You know, like, I don't know if I'm going to... I guess I'm... I like the parody shirts, though, on the Pro Wrestling Tees site. That's pretty cool.
I did see a shirt that I absolutely loved and adored on the Pro Wrestling Tees website that I always wanted. And that's the Briscoe Brothers Auto Body Shop shirt.
Dude, do you see the new one I got?
No.
It's called Keep Calm and Man Up.
Keep calm and
You know those Keep Calm shirts they put out?
Oh, okay.
This one says Keep Calm and Man Up.
I didn't see that. That's on Pro Wrestling Tees?
No, that's on Ring of Honor's website.
Oh.
I got to get that shirt, man.
Speaking of which, show me that PowerSon logo.
Oh, yeah. It's saved to my computer at home.
It wasn't on Facebook? No,
he tagged me. He sent me a message with it.
Oh, okay.
So we'll find it later. I'll look for it.
All right, well. I'm curious who would buy a PowerSon shirt besides myself.
You know, I would buy a PowerSon shirt.
You would. I'm sure Mike Slobendonger.
Shout out to Mike and Adam and Sydney and the crew. They had their one-year anniversary show yesterday. That was
happy out. Anniversary.
Happy anniversary, man. 1 year's big deal, man. We did a big... We did a nice show for our anniversary.
There's some people that don't make it past 1 month.
Dude. I had a hockey podcast for 6 weeks. I couldn't hang it. So I'm doing more shit here.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. It's this whole thing becomes a business in a sense. You know, you have to keep your game up. You have to entice the listeners. You do a whole bunch of stuff.
You have to be energetic. You have to be current.
Entertaining.
For us, we're not current. We have to be retro.
No, we got to be cool.
We have to be passe. We have to be
exactly.
Cliche.
Exactly.
And I'm fine with that. I don't like anything.
I'm fine with it, too. I don't care.
Fuck this new shit.
I'm glad you're watching some of the new shit, though. I mean, it's interesting that... Well, you know what, dude? We have fans on the page, on the Facebook page.
And they want to talk about the new shit. I understand
that. Right, but, I mean, and I think they respect the fact... I think, you know what? I honestly think they respect us more... That we can do that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, give a little bit to the current, and then we do the most awesomest throwback on the planet.
And it also makes it less awkward for whenever I go back on The Shining Wizards, and they're talking about new stuff, and I'm not saying anything for, like, an hour.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah. You know, the new stuff, well, this is an interesting time, as I've mentioned, you know, specifically for WWE, well, for everybody in general, because TNA is doing god-awful. WWE is, you know, taking things I don't want to say new level because that sounds cliche, but it's taking wrestling into a direction that most people never thought it would go into with the Performance Center. Who would thought that wrestling would get, like, a legit setup like that? Who would think that the network would even launch? Who would think that the WWE fans would even react at a show with the exception of booing Cena? Because I've never seen a WWE audience, you know, actually do chants that weren't asshole or what. Or any shit like that, you know?
Bill Apter's doing... I guess Bill Apter's doing the MC today? Oh, right.
Now Piper's on the way.
Hot Rod's on the way.
There you go, Eddie.
Yeah.
Joel Gertner.
Oh, Joel Gertner's here?
Yeah.
Oh, they're all at the table behind us.
Yeah.
You might have to go over there with some business cards and tell them to come over and talk to us.
I'd be up for that. He's a Shining Wizards network guy, so it's all in the family.
Yeah, tell Gertner. I wish we had a fucking wireless mic. Play that music.
There's Bill Apter trying to be current in the background.
Yeah, right. All right. Interesting. Oh, there's that. Oh, that's why she had that thing. Look at that's why she wore that little thing. Look, she's not even dressed.
Who?
The lady with the guy over the popcorn.
Oh, okay. She's naked, all right.
Yeah, look, you see what she had for breakfast. Come on, lady, put some clothes on.
It's like one of those bitches at the fucking Times Square during the summer with the body paint. And all the tourists are staring at him.
Yeah, we have to get Joel Gertner to come over here and say what's up.
Sup? Oh, Mickey James is by us, too.
Yeah, that's cool. I wish I had a fucking wireless mic, dude.
Got to talk to Tony Z about that.
Yeah, I got to buy one. Maybe if we sell some more shirts, we'll buy one.
Please buy more shirts.
Yeah, buy more shirts so we can go with a wireless microphone.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Mr. Raptor.
How are you, sir? That's right.
Yes.
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 That's our network. Yeah, we saw your picture.
Yeah. That's our network.
That's our network.
Yeah.
Turnbuckle. Yep, Turnbuckle Throwbacks. That's right. Phil Apter showing us some love.
Yeah.
Wrestling, yes.
Wrestling.
Wrestling.
Well, that's how I say it, at least online.
Wrestling. Yeah, man.
The premier of wrestlers of today and yesterday here at WPW.
In case you missed my
yeah. All right, Piper's on his way.
That'd be funny if Apter wasn't even hired by WPW, just showed up with that mic.
That's funny.
And for some reason, it's connected to the PA.
Nice. All right, well.
So we got another 4 hours before the show?
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know if
we're doing a 4 hour show today.
No, I mean, we can go back. I mean, we could stop it, go back, whatever, yeah. You know. It is what it is.
No doubt.
So, I would have loved to broadcast from the event, though, down there. I mean, I wonder if they, I mean, we have to move all this equipment back. I mean, that would suck.
Well, from what I saw, they just have, like, the ring and the seats, and that's it.
That's it, right?
That's it. And, like, the beer and wine, set up.
Yeah.
They have it set up like a airport. I don't know if you have to take off your shoes and belts or whatever before you get
there. Well, the airport is down the block.
Oh. This is true. And your mic just fell down.
I'm not even paying attention. I'm like looking at... I'm like a kid with this shit.
Yeah.
I know I'm getting old, but I mean, at least... At least it's, I still get giddy when I see wrestlers.
I think it's interesting seeing them in person. I just want to see Piper. That's really, that's it.
We gotta get Piper's autograph, but yeah. You got to pay for it.
But we're doing the show. We don't have to pay for that shit.
No, I don't think so.
Should tell, what's his name, Anthony?
Yeah.
Tell him to get Piper's ass over here whenever he arrives.
I'd love that.
I need to ask him about Saba Simba.
That's funny.
Did you ever see that broadcast? He started calling him Tony Atlas, and Vince is like, no, that's
Simba. I remember it. I remember that.
Right now, that's Tony Atlas. Oh, God.
Bill is doing working the table, man.
Help people sell them socks.
I'm gonna post a pic on Facebook of us of our table.
Mm.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy.
Now, yes, son.
Now the crowd is starting to fill in.
Yeah, this is quite a few people here.
Yep.
Mike Quackenbush is going to be here.
Yeah, well, aren't you, isn't it your buddy?
Yeah.
You should tell him to come over and say what's up.
Get his
talk about some Chikara, man.
Yeah. Talk about that one day of training I had.
Oh, get him over here, man. Plug the next show.
Where is he?
I don't know. He said he was here. Well, we'll find out. It's still early, man. We're only like, you know, a half hour into the gig.
Yeah.
Mickey James is here, ladies and gentlemen.
A fabulous country music star. Now he's pushing it.
Well, listen. She can tell me whatever she wants at this point. With those
you know... With those glittery shoes.
With those glittery shoes.
Amongst other things.
Yep.
You know, I'm not going to knock her music. It's not my favorite.
I'm not into country music, but, you know.
See, I'm
you
not know, into that kind of country
but
music.
She can sing, dude, she could sing to me all she wants. She's beautiful, man. Yeah. She's stunning. She's a good-looking lady.
Unlike the fans in attendance today.
See that one dude, man, that creep, as soon as she came to the table, he ran up to her like, nah, nah, nah.
Well, hey, it's a pro wrestling event. You're drawing the, this is like the
world. No, I'm just like.
World premiere wrestling with the world premiere creeps in attendance. And that's just the name of the game. That's what happens when you
absolutely
put these events on.
Absolutely.
And you can meet both of them. There's Piper, I think. Yeah, that's Piper.
There he is, the hot rod himself.
Hopefully he'll be in blackface later on tonight.
You should ask him.
If we get him over here, I'll fucking ask him about that shit.
Hot Rod.
Or is it the Hot Scott?
Hall of Famer. I gotta show you that 10-disc set I got. It's all like, it's every Piper's Pit he's ever done.
Oh, really?
Up until like 4 or 5 years ago, yeah.
On 10 discs?
Yeah, it's chronological.
Oh.
It's like his matches, the Piper's Pits, like all the classic stuff, like the one when he called Bruno all those ethnic slurs.
A stupid wop.
Yeah, when he shaved the Haiti kid's head.
You want to look like Mr. T? The star of Hill Comes to Frogtown.
They live
Roddy Piper
in the Legends House.
Yeah.
I'm excited for that. I was watching the network last night. I was watching the Best of SmackDown. So.
Just in awe of him.
Huh? I know. He's awesome. That's actually the closest I've ever gotten to him.
Yeah, same here. Shit. It's my first time seeing the dude. Actually, my first ROH show that I went to had him advertised. So it's like, you know, I didn't know jack shit about ROH. Just like a friend of mine was bringing it up.
Dude, there's Bob Orton.
He's got the fucking
and
cast
on. And he's got
on.
The cast on. That's fantastic.
Oh, Lord.
That is fantastic. That is fantastic.
Yeah.
He's wearing the cast.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, go ahead. You went to the ROH show.
Yeah, he was advertised. He didn't show up. But they got Dusty Rhodes instead.
Oh, like that's not a bad payoff?
That was an amazing payoff.
Of course it was.
If you can't have Piper, Dusty Rhodes is completely fine in my book.
If he wasn't pissed off about his luggage at the airport last year, Mania weekend, me and Bowman would have got pictures with him except just Bowman got it.
Where my fucking luggage, baby.
He was pissed, and Paige was at the airport with Xavier Woods and Pac, Aaron Neville.
Okay. Yeah.
Did you see that NXT?
Aaron Neville. Adrian Neville.
Same
Aaron
thing.
Neville's the fucking.
No, I call black him. I'm calling him Aaron Neville. I'm sorry.
All right.
Adrian Neville. I can't listen to that. It can't be A Neville and not have that.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't make any sense to me.
The NXT champion apparently sang the national anthem at Spring Stampede amongst other wrestling.
Yeah, pretty much.
The legendary JJ Dillon.
JJ's here? There he is.
He's headed to the bathroom.
I don't want to creep into the bathroom. Hey, JJ, come to the table. But
I have no comments on that.
No.
Folks are piling in.
Yeah, and the creep crew is right in front of Mickey James' table.
Oh, let me take a look. Oh, creeps of all ages and sizes. Even the staff.
It's true. Creepy staff members. The pride of the Constitution State. Matt Morgan's in the building.
You would consider him the pride of the Constitution State?
Do you want any other popular wrestlers that come from Connecticut?
Was it Triple H? He's from Connecticut, right?
Oh, it's from fucking New Hampshire.
It's close enough.
It's not close enough. It's like Connecticut.
There's got to be some.
It's 3 hours north.
There's got to be a rich, you know, wrestling history in Connecticut, right?
No, there isn't. That's why I said the pride of the Constitution State.
That woman should not be having a fucking Hulk Hogan shirt on in reverse.
Yeah. Yeah, this guy's jamming. Hope that all works out for him.
Godspeed.
Awesome. Mr. Bill Apted hosting.
Doing the robot dance.
Doing a robot.
Or the mummy, I don't know which. I think rigor mortis is setting in.
Yeah, pretty much. Oh, there's the NASCAR guys. Oh, no.
He's
wearing a NASCAR jacket.
Where's the fucking WCW car? I mean, the WPW car.
I don't know. Go look for him. Take a picture.
That's false advertisement.
What, are you going to park it in the middle of the fucking floor?
Yeah.
I think it's... I don't even know where the hell it is.
The Shining Wizard said he wanted to see the car.
He should have been here. Oh, no. They got the other show tonight, right?
Yeah, what show do they got?
Like the bombshell, whatever. Like the ladies thing going on?
Oh, the
PWOW, yeah.
PWS is a bitch federation or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. Here comes JJ. So, I mean, it's like,
how are you?
All right. Got a hello from JJ.
He was checking out the sock situation across from us.
He's like, do I buy the polka dot or do I buy
the rainbow sprinkle
ones?
Yeah.
Such hard decisions, Dave.
Yeah. Well, they got fucking Easter baskets right next to us.
I guess. She got leather pants on.
I gotta say, this is like an interesting, eclectic. I don't even know what this is.
Yeah, it's not all wrestling magazines and stuff like that.
It's like there's wrestling stuff, and then there's socks, and there's like a fucking salon next to us.
Yeah.
And then it's J.J. Dillon.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
How are you?
And then you got the ninja.
The ninja blender guys?
Yeah.
Bob Warden.
And then you got Bob Warden Jr.
Bob Warden. Then you got Bob Warden, the guy who sells the ninjas on QVC.
Yeah.
The dude wears like a corduroy chef's apron.
I saw a guy with a chef's hat around here somewhere. Maybe he's making the pretzels.
Yeah.
He's unpacking the pretzels from their frozen...
And putting them under the heat lamp. I'm getting a pretzel in a couple of minutes.
I know you were talking about those pretzels earlier.
Yeah, I love pretzels. Like my favorite snack.
Mm. Never been a pretzel guy. I don't really understand the concept behind
pretzels. Oh, dude, it's like the best of both worlds. You got your salty, you got your... it's fantastic. But this is not a food podcast, brother. This is a wrestling podcast.
We should start a wrestling and food podcast.
Can we get away with that?
I'm sure we can. People love food.
People love food. People love wrestling.
Yeah. Sometimes people like to eat while they're watching wrestling. If you can believe that.
Yeah, man. Now I'm under the assumption people, if you bought the full ticket, you got access to the event and the actual card tonight. But some people just bought it for this, for the event, you know?
For this,
For the Holy Grail pre-show.
For the blender
show.
Socks, salon,
dude,
wrestling.
Dude, I wish I had, I mean, I sold a lot of comics this past year.
Mm. I need to unload all my comics. I don't need that shit anymore.
Yeah,
if you're listening and you want to buy my posters and my comic books, they're for sale.
That's funny. What'd you read growing up?
Big Batman fan, of course.
Awesome. Like Grant Morrison shit? Like back 90s shit?
Yeah. I remember one of the first books I had was The Killing Joke. I had that when I was way too young. Just
nice.
Looking back on it now, I'm like, whoa, my parents bought me this? This is pretty sick.
You know what I want to get for my man cave? I want statues. Like, you know, the comic book statues?
Uh-huh.
I want to get a couple of those. Just a couple. Yeah.
I'm trying to sell my Planet of the Apes bust, which has all the movies in it, if you want to buy that off of me.
Right. How much are you selling that for?
$200.
Wow. I like those movies, too.
They're the best. The originals.
You can back. Let me back them up before you sell them.
Yeah, and, you know, they're...
You have all of them?
Yeah.
Hey, bring them, man. Bring them on the next show.
And they're big fans of Chris Jericho, too. You remember that bit?
Yeah. Get your filthy paws off me. damn Dirty Apes.
Fucking Stephanie McMahon's dates for the night.
Yeah, dude, I love those movies, man. You gotta bring those.
Yeah.
Let me back them up. All right. We're moving right along, moving and shaking. At least the music's not that loud.
No, I can hear myself, so that's perfectly fine with me.
Yes, thank you for the plug. Thank you for the plug, Mr. Raptor.
Did he say Turnbuckle Throwbacks, or did he say Shining Wizards?
Shining Wizards Network.
Yeah, he needs to say Turnbuckle Throwbacks.
So let's give him a card.
We need to straighten his white ass.
Leave the laughter alone.
He's doing it wrong. Yeah, Bill Apter's.
Yeah, Bill Apter's working the room, kids.
Yeah.
Half-naked chicks down the road there. We got the wrestling creeps by the Mickey James table.
Like I say, the best creeps are usually at the Ring of Honor.
And PWS. Dude,
PWS.
PWS has
Chikara.
PWS has creeps. They have one creep, that kid, what's his name? That's on YouTube all the time.
What the fuck's his name?
Clark? Is that his
Clark.
Name? Yeah,
yeah.
That dude's a fucking creepo.
I'm surprised nobody's putting the stake through that guy's heart.
Is that the roughneck Mr. Hughes?
No, that's not. I think Mr. Hughes is dead.
Is he?
I believe so.
Oh.
Mr. Curtis Hughes.
Roughneck.
All right. He had a tenure in ECW.
He did?
Yeah.
He was a bodyguard for the franchise.
Shane Douglas.
That's one guy we should talk to, man. I like to talk to the franchise. Pick his brain a little bit. All right. We're going to take a quick break and get some vittles. Right back. Turbical Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. The Rant. Shining Wizards Network. World Premier Wrestling, Resorts Casino, Queens, New York. We'll be right back. $21 for fucking nachos, a pretzel, and soda.
Wait, $21?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
No. So, needless to say, I'm not going to be eating for a couple more hours, so.
We need to sneak a pizza or something in here.
Yeah. There's your boy with the chef's hat.
You consider that a chef's hat?
Well, it's like a half. Maybe he's like a sous chef. Maybe he's like a half a sous chef.
Maybe he's like the assistant to the chef.
All right, so the room is filling in. The creeps are still by Mickey James' table. Dave and I just polished off a half a bowl of nachos. And it's a Saturday afternoon, World Premier Wrestling, Resorts Casino, beautiful Queens, New York City.
Has Queens moved up to where it can be called beautiful?
Not this part of Queens, no.
Oh, okay.
This is like South Queens. You're about to enter, like, the ghetto before Nassau County. You're almost on the border of Long Island and Queens. Bill Apter emceeing still. A lot of kids here.
MC Apter.
And that's pretty much it. The fans are piling in.
Where's New Jack? Is he here tonight?
Nah, probably not. You know what? I don't even follow him on Facebook anymore.
What happened there?
I don't know. It just another one. Like we talked about on the way here, it's like these wrestlers, they come on social media and they play their gimmick off where it's like, it's just almost like annoying, you know?
All I got to say is Marty Jannetty's Facebook is by far the best.
I got no beef with Marty Jannetty. He signed my son's book. I brought my son's book. You know, PJ's wrestling tonight. See, Justin Credible jump on with us.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to send him a tweet while we're talking and tell him to come to the table and say what's up.
Hit up your boy Anthony. Tell him we need some guests.
Yeah. I'm going to send him a text. Come on over and
meet Virgil. Virgil's here. Right here.
Dude, Virgil on the show. That's all you. That's take your card, take the business card, and get him over here.
Whoa, Virgil.
Dude, make it happen, brother. Make it happen. That's Yeah, you guys, I wish this was a TV. I had to see Dave's face.
Like, I don't know if he's going to charge us.
Dave's like a fucking kid at a boy band concert. What's up, fellas? Doing all right? All right. Got the peace sign. Little Run DMC in the background. Little sucker MC.
You know, I'm not surprised Virgil's here.
Of course, he probably didn't even pay to get in here.
No, he just showed up. And everybody's like, oh shit, it's WWE superstar Virgil and the Million Dollar Man.
Oh, this guy's mixing fucking Kid Rock and Run DMC? Ugh. It was good until he did that. Dave, that's all. You better get Virgil over here, man.
Let me see what I can do.
See what I can do. What else is he doing?
He ain't selling nothing. Kelly's here.
Kelly's here?
Yeah. Right behind you.
There he is. Here's Anthony.
Ask him to get Virgil and Piper over here at the same time.
Virgil and Piper at the same time. You can do it. Get up.
How do you spell man?
V-I-R. G-I-L. That's what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Are you coming to hang out with us or what?
What do you got going on?
You gotta get the mic over.
We got nachos.
Grab a microphone. Go ahead. Go. I know you're busy. Go ahead.
We'll have to ask him if he let Virgil in here.
This guy's walking around like a headless chicken since yesterday.
Oh, I bet.
With his microphone. He looks like a fucking mobster. He probably is a mobster. And I'm glad we're in with that.
Probably killed enough people to get this entire floor.
We're in with the mafia now, Dave.
Oh, God. I need to move out of the fucking East Coast for good.
They'll follow you.
Not where I'm going.
Where I'm going.
Some old dude with the TNA belt.
Is he really?
Oh yeah, look to your left.
Yep. That's a nice looking belt though. I like that belt.
I don't know about that, Phil.
You don't like that belt?
No.
Really?
I think it's an abomination to belts.
No, it can't be that bad. It can't be as bad as Jeff Hardy's made up belt. That's fucking terrible.
That, and I'm sure the WLW belts are pretty god-awful ugly. And the Midnight Jury can tell you all about their belts.
What belts? They have a belt?
Yeah, they did all that, yard work federations or whatever.
You said yard? Did you say yard work federation?
Yeah, like I guess they had to like rake the leaves for that guy's yard, and then they were able to wrestle on it. I don't know. Put their dirty ass mattresses on there.
You're out of control.
So they can roll around with their friends on the mat and call it wrestling, on the mattress rather. And there's exactly one kid here with, like, Jenko jeans and the John Cena shirt and wristbands and hat.
Nice.
I'm wondering what some of these people are thinking about having, like, a salon table in the raffle with a ninja blender for a wrestling event.
I don't know, dude. I can't figure out wrestling fans anymore.
As far as wrestling fans are concerned, they're going to need more than just a blow dry.
You keep the business cards out?
No.
You didn't?
No, I didn't.
What the fuck am I paying you for?
You're not paying me. I got me nachos.
I'm paying you in nachos.
Yeah. $1 million picture with Virgil.
Dude, you got to get Virgil over here.
Let me go over. I'll be back.
Get your business cards. Mega Power's doing a thing.
Anthony head back?
Yeah, go ahead. I got it. Go talk to Virgil. Get somebody over here at least. Yeah, man, grab a microphone.
What's going on, guys?
What's up, boss?
How's everything?
You like a headless chicken today?
Yeah, it's going. A lot of people here.
Good turnout.
Good turnout. Yeah, it's still early. You know, we got a big show planned for today. Roddy's setting up in his booth right now, looking sharp.
All right, so we're tweeting. Yeah. We're tweeting. We're social media networking. Is tickets still available? Everything's still good to go?
Tickets are available. Everybody can go downstairs. General admission right now is $40. Ringside tickets, $60. Ringside tickets are going quick. You want to come? Now's the time to come.
Absolutely.
We're doing the Holy Grail right now. Come out. Yep. We have 44 wrestlers here. $10 to get in. Have some fun. We got DJ. We got food. We got music.
Hot women.
You got Virgil.
Virgil's in the building.
Did you allow
him in the building, Anthony?
Yeah.
He sneaked in.
See, I told you.
I don't believe that.
All right. That's the boss right there. The boss is telling you.
Virgil is the Holy Grail.
He's picking right. My balls.
All right, boss man. Go do your thing. Come back later.
All right. Talk to you guys later, man.
All right. Be good. Anthony G, WPW, COO in the building.
I'm going to go talk to Virgil. I'll be back.
Told you. That man bullied himself in here.
No, he didn't. He showed up. He was.
He probably snuck in with the sock guy.
He was probably in the box with all the socks. I'll be back.
All right, go ahead. Go get Virgil. He's going to try to get Virgil to come to our table. That's a win-win. So. I don't understand. Like, I know the need for mixing and music and whatnot. But this is just horrible. You put the Bon Jovi to the KTU music? I don't know. All right. What I'm talking about. Nice Mets jersey. It's Tulowitzki, though. It's not. Well, he's got a All-Star jersey on with a Mets. Rocky's jersey with a Mets hat. Yeah, with the bang sticks. He's banging away. All right. Best part about a wrestling show, it's all creepy central. All right. This guy's selling t-shirts.
It fell?
Yeah, let's fix that. That's the best thing about doing a podcast. You can stop and go. It's a really nice venue, though, man. I wish these guys well. I really do. I'm happy that that the independent scene is in a resurgence in the Northeast. Of course, WPW in effect today. You got Pro Wrestling Syndicate. You got Warriors of Wrestling. You got the House of Glory guys in my old neighborhood in Ridgewood. I mean, it's a very, very cool thing. Very uplifting to see these guys not only have jobs but showcase their talent. And there's so much going on more with the internet. That guys don't have to, you know, pass tapes around. You just, you know, tape yourself from a phone even, you know. It's just, it's amazing. And I'm pretty blessed to be in a situation like this. So, here we are. That guy's got some fresh looking 70s books, man. I wish I had extra cash on me. Like that WPW shirt. We got everything over here. World Premier Wrestling's in effect. Dave is pimping out our business cards. Make them work a little bit for it. They're mixing Eye of the Tiger with this awful techno music. Oh, Mega Power's back. What's up?
I actually couldn't talk to Virgil because there's too many people at his table.
Get the fuck out of here.
I'm serious. Give me some time. I'm going to make this happen.
You better make that happen. Made me talk an hour about him.
By the way, I'm sure you can go over and you visit the baby safe and stable. Very close message. Everyone, so please come over here.
And I was right. He snuck himself in here. See? The boss said it. The boss said it himself. I wonder if I'll see people I know here. Probably not. Maybe. I am one of these wrestling creeps, I guess.
Please come and support Baby Safe Haven right here.
So many different vendors here today.
Absolutely tremendous.
That is my jam right here. I ain't buying shit. I just spent $21 on nachos and a pretzel. I know. People laughing at me because I'm singing. I really don't care.
Come to the Cowboy Bob Orton.
The Cowboy. Facebook's on fire. Twitter's on fire. It's going to be a good day.
Right here.
Ba-ba-ba-da-ba-da.
The original Cowboy Bob Orton, who happens to be related to Randy.
Bill Apt made that reference three times in the last hour and 22 minutes. That Randy Orton is the son of Cowboy Bob Orton. That kid's got a lot of money. He's got to be about 8 years old. And he's got more money than, like, I do right now. Total. Yeah, he's mixing. The DJ's actually a little better now at this point. So, we'll see what happens. And here comes the kid with the lot of money, his little brother. He's like, he has all the money and I don't.
So come on in and get your autographs, photos taken with some of the huge superstars right here at World Premier Wrestling. Mickie James is here. Kelly Kelly, Bobby Black.
Virgil shot me down.
Did he?
Yeah, he said no. I left the card with him, though.
What do you say, no?
He's like, no. Shaking his head.
Fuck him. See? And you did a whole fucking podcast about him.
I still love him.
Fuck him.
He doesn't have to be on the show for me to love him.
What a dick. Fucking guy gets 15 minutes of fame. And, you know, he's too good for the turnbuckle throwbacks.
He has like a mystery DVD on his table. It just says the Million Dollar Man and Virgil.
So
with a photo of them. I don't know what's on it, though. But it's all good. I don't need Virgil's validation to carry on with my life.
It's not a validation. It's a tribute, man, to have him talk to the people. He just wants to hawk his fucking merch, man. He's a douche.
Pretty much.
Yeah. No more Virgil on the show. We're done with Virgil. I gave him an hour too much. What's up, champ? An hour too much we gave him.
I'd go back and do it again.
Get your own show then.
That will be called the Virtual Show, starring Dave Bowers.
There you go. You Beyonce fan, Dave?
I can't say that I am.
Okay.
Joel Gertner is here.
Yeah, boss man's taking the creeps around for autographs.
I gotta go talk to Gertner, get his ass over here.
Yeah, do that, man. Hello.
Matt Stryker and Tony Nese are over there.
Tony Nese is the man. I wish he had a fucking wireless microphone. That's the next our next project. To purchase a wireless mic.
Yeah, because I don't know if it's going to be hard to get them over here. I just got to talk to those, talk to them, see if they'll get their ass over here. But a lot of people are starting to come in, so it may not be to their advantage to come over here. Just
maybe
yet,
not. Yeah.
I can just tell them come over here whenever they're ready.
Yeah, that's all. We're not going to come over here now. I mean, we're going to be here for a while.
We got another 10 hours before the show.
I don't know if these guys stay for the show. Some of them aren't staying for the show, I don't think. I know Piper's staying, obviously, Tony Nese and Matt Morgan and Matt Stryker, but Like guys like JJ, and I don't know if they're staying.
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
If they're not involved in the show, why would they want to stay?
Yeah, pretty much.
There's the chef. I told you he's here.
Where is he?
Right behind you. He's got the big-ass white hat.
All right, stand corrected.
The Uncle Ben, or no, it was the Cream of Wheat Man who had the hat. Uncle Ben is just bald.
Uncle Ben is just bald.
Yeah. But what the hell is Cream of Wheat anyway?
It's, like grits.
Okay.
It's pretty good. Hello. How are you? Good. You can also buy photographs and comic books and $21 nachos.
Yeah. They were pretty good. I don't know if they're
they are pretty good, actually.
But they're not $21 good.
Somebody posted on Facebook already. How much is Virgil? Let's see. Hold on a minute. How much is Virgil shilling his shit for? Why do people still have him to come to these things? Yeah, Beth.
Well, he doesn't have any prices.
She says, how much is Virgil paying to shill his shit? Why do people still allow him to come to these things? Women, be aware. He's quite handsy, aggressive, and takes no for an answer. He put his hands on me years ago without consent. I told him to let him go. He refused. I yelled. Luckily, some indie wrestlers saved me. Dear promoter, stop hiring the never was. Fill in the space, Virgil.
I still support Virgil. Or the idea of Virgil.
That was on Joel Gertner's page.
Really?
Yep.
From today.
Yeah, because Shining Wizards Eddie just told him to come over here on Facebook.
Oh, shit. That's cool.
Yeah.
So let me go over to Gertner and introduce myself.
Yeah, tell
his ass over here.
Tell him we sat with him at the...
Yeah.
You know.
Legends of the Ring, right?
Yeah,
now?
Yeah.
All right, I'll be right back.
Go ahead, man. Go do your thing. I apologize for crunching into the phone. I tend to eat all these nachos, so I paid a lot of money for them. Well, this is a really good treat for us, and I again want to thank Anthony. Yeah, man. Grab some business cards. Business cards look good, man. Good job. Pat myself. I'm doing the Barry Horowitz. Pat myself on the shoulder. Mega Powers is back at the table.
He said he'll get over here when
nice.
He can.
Nice. That's what I'm talking about.
No, there's nobody there. Get your ass over here now.
He's trying to make some money. Let him make some money.
And we're trying to get some guests.
Got to ask Joel to do a liner for us.
Yeah.
One of his poems.
They hooked up the Wizards with a sweet one a while back.
So. Who?
Huh?
Margarita Dominguez. Didn't she serve us the nachos?
Yeah.
No. That's the half-naked chick.
Yeah.
That's right.
Who's not here with the car?
The car is here. I don't know where it is, though.
Somewhere in the United States, I think.
Unbelievable.
My phone just auto-corrected Gertner into feet net.
What the hell's a feet net?
I don't know. Well, it's the equivalent of Gertner, I guess.
I guess. There's another chef. Yeah, man. Thank you. I wonder when the DJ's done, we just move our table over to the curtain over there and just do the show from sitting over there.
We should do it by ringside.
We should.
Do it right.
What's up? Want to talk on the mic? Talk on the mic? No? Okay.
You don't allow children to talk into the mic.
Sure.
Lord knows what what they'll send.
Yeah, man. This is Mr. Raptor. So I tweeted Just Incredible, tell him to come see us when he comes in.
Oh, yeah.
See if that works out.
There's got to be a better way to connect with these guys.
Yeah, we need a wireless microphone.
Yeah.
Buy more t-shirts, we'll buy a microphone. We're halfway there. They have good ones like, I don't know, like $80 or something like that.
I think you used all the t-shirt money on these nachos, so.
No, no. Well, maybe I could. I actually should if I used the PayPal, yeah.
Yeah.
At least they had Diet Pepsi. That's good. Haven't had Diet Pepsi all week. Treat myself.
I don't think I've ever had a Diet Pepsi in my entire life.
You're not missing anything. I'm just addicted.
Time to break the habit, Phil.
I am, brother. Down to once a week. Next time we know, we gotta stop for snacks.
Yeah. Well, I ate before I came and just didn't work out.
I didn't get a chance to, man. I was running around like an animal one morning trying to get last minute shit for the show.
How this relates to old school pro wrestling, I don't know, but I'm sure there's got to be some sort of correlation between your Diet Pepsi and these nachos.
Yeah, I didn't want a hot dog. It was either a hot dog or nachos. Yeah. I couldn't share the hot dog. I knew I could share the nachos. I was thinking about you, David. Not just it's not all about me today. It's about us. It's about the team.
And me, yeah.
No, it's about us.
Oh, okay.
The podcast.
I see where you're coming from.
The Seinfeld before. I had to fix it. I hope it doesn't fall again.
Seinfeld?
The Seinfeld.
Oh.
I mean, hey, why do I put tape there? I should have bought tacks. I just... Fucking... I come unprepared. It's my first gig.
Mm. The first of many, let's hope.
Yeah, I mean... I think we cemented ourselves here as a staple. I just, you know, plan better... You know, with the talent, too, you know?
Yeah.
It's all good, though.
It's all about communication.
I'm enjoying myself. Lots of room. I'm happy about that.
Mm. I think there's like 18 tables. I don't know what we're going to do with all these tables.
Oh, next time we know better. Yeah. It's all right, though. I mean, it's...
Next time I'll bring my shit. I just had a bad feeling about bringing my shit with me today. My DVDs. And I wasn't going to bring the good shit either because this ain't a fucking flea market. I don't want people to know haggling me. I'll give you a dollar for that poster. No, I spent more than a dollar on this.
Eventually, I like to get a poster for the room.
Well, you could buy one for me, but...
Yeah, I have to wait till money allows me to make a purchase like that. Mm. I do load his music. That's even better.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. Who would have thought, though, to put wrestling in a casino? I mean, I know AWA did it back in the day, right?
Heroes of Wrestling did it.
Forget about Heroes of Wrestling. I know the AWA ran shows in the Showboat, right?
Yeah.
So it's not like the first time. I didn't...
And here's the wrestling data at Casino Magic. And now here we are, WPW
at the Resorts World Casino in Queens, New York.
Oh, well, that's one. I wonder if WPW will end up like those great organizations.
Colonel De Beers, if Colonel De Beers comes, then we're all screwed.
Yeah, we need some sort of a racist apartheid, throwback.
We need Cheeky Baby to come to this. We need Cheeky Baby on the show. I would love to have him on the show.
Oh, man.
That'd be great, huh?
If only.
If only. If only, yeah. Pretty much.
One day we'll have some clout.
I'm not worried about it.
In time.
Well, you want them poster boards. Say who it is, you know?
Colonel De Beers poster?
No, poster board, like with for tonight's event.
Oh.
So I can put it in my room, in the man cave.
Right by your Colonel De Beers poster.
Right by my Bruiser Brody figure. So the kid comes to me this morning, says, who's this? And he shows me, he has two wrestling dolls. He got them from, somebody gave like a hand-me-down. He had Tito Santana and Killer Kowalski.
That's a Kowalski figure?
Yeah. So he says to me, he goes, why is his hand looking like this? And I'm like, you guys can't see it, but I'm doing the claw. I'm like, that's the claw. He goes, he actually did that move? I'm like, yeah, there's Cowboy Bob. Taking his diabetes medicine to the bathroom.
Got to shoot up.
Diabetes.
Insulin Warriors of the Ring.
The Insulin Warriors of Wrestling. Yeah. Hello, I'm Dr. Wilfred Brimley. Dave's putting the cards out there.
Yeah.
Nice cards.
Not that fucking cheap-ass Vista Prince.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, right. Bill Apter's on the mic.
All turn your eyes toward the entranceway here.
All right.
This World Premier Wrestling proudly presents Rowdy Roddy Piper.
And the DJ can't even cue it. Come on. There we go. The DJ sucks.
Yeah. At least he got the right song.
The Rowdy Scott, ladies and gentlemen, WWE Hall of Famer.
Roddy Piper right here at WPW. Holy Grail
Fan Fest. Yeah, there he is.
That's
right.
A very slovenly bodyguards for him.
Yeah, right? Very svelte. Mm. All right, Rowdy. Rocking the Pepsi.
He's going all the way. He's not going diet, Phil, like you.
Well, he doesn't have to lose weight.
Well, judging by that gut, he's got a little bit to lose.
I'm alone. He's 60 years old, for Christ's sake.
He can still lose some weight.
Yeah, right?
Seen some 70-year-olds that are ripped.
All right. So Piper's making his way to the pit, to the, I guess, the autograph pit.
To the artichoke pizza line? I don't know.
Wait till you try my artichoke dip. You'll be like, this is the best thing I've ever eaten.
We'll see what happens at WrestleMania. Anything is possible in the World Wrestling Federation.
Next week's show, WrestleMania 6.
Watched it yesterday. Or took my notes.
You took your notes already? You're all set?
Yeah, well, I'm working until Wednesday, so.
All right, yeah. I'm going to have a little bit of downtime tomorrow. I'm going to bring my my Apple TV to my in-laws. Show them the network. So, Cowboy Bob, how are you, sir? All right. Got a thumbs up from the cowboy. Mm.
You know, I watched that Randy Orton documentary on Netflix a few weeks ago.
What'd you think?
I thought it was interesting that the dude was just living in his parents' basement, Cowboy Bob's basement, working at a gas station at midnight from midnight until 6 a.m. or whatever, and just said to his dad, hey, can I be a wrestler? And now he's like one of the best If only I could do something like that.
Well, if you were a third-generation wrestler, yeah. then, you know.
Well, he turned out better than, you know, David San Martino. And
I kind of feel bad for David because he wasn't that good, but I don't think he got a fair shake. Like, I think people expected him to be as good as or at least decent like Bruno.
Yeah.
Where Randy Orton, there really wasn't really no expectation because, I mean,
he's just another guy.
Bob Orton's a good worker. Don't get me wrong. Bob Orton was a fantastic worker. First guy I ever saw throw a superplex.
Yeah.
I mentioned that on the show a few months ago. But I don't know if, I think there was more expectation for David San Martino than there was for Bruno. We should, for Randy, we should do a show, an episode on, like, kids of wrestlers, you know? Like second, third generation guys.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like Greg Valentine probably surpassed his dad. You know, Johnny Valentine was a hard rock. You know what I'm saying? There's so many guys in the business that have surpassed, you know?
Well, it took that fucking plane crash to end his career, so.
Yeah. No, wait, did he survive the plane crash?
He was paralyzed from the waist down.
For not long. I mean, Johnny or Rick? I mean, Johnny or...
Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny Valentine. Johnny
Valentine.
He was in the plane crash with Flair.
With Flair, right. I thought you meant Greg Valentine. No, Greg Valentine was in there.
No, he just looks like he was in the plane wreck.
Pretty much. Yeah. Nobody's buying these socks either. I kind of feel bad for those guys.
It's a wrestling show. Nobody wants to buy socks.
I understand. I'm just, you know.
Also, the fucking salon table that's next to us.
Yeah.
So the show is dedicated to WPW, their sock table, the salon table, $21 nachos. And Virgil.
See, I told you NASCAR was here.
Where? I don't see the car.
No, Bill was the same. Probably in another room. They're not going to put the car in here.
But they said the car was going to be here. Fucking WPW NASCAR.
Hey, listen. They're trying to get the stuff out there, you know?
But a NASCAR...
It's big, man. NASCAR and country music, you would think that would not a Northeast thing. They're fucking huge.
Yeah.
It's come like a huge resurgence.
Yeah, there are fucking country radio stations on the East Coast.
I went to a couple of NASCAR shows. It was crazy. Mm. Like, you would think they would be all rednecks there and stuff like that. But they were, like, suit and tie dudes and, like, all sorts of different kinds of people. It's a big deal.
So what happens at these things? People are yelling, go faster to the cars?
You watch the race and, you know, you hope that you see some good stuff. I mean, it's very interactive. You could actually buy, like, if you don't have your own, you can actually buy a scanner, like a police scanner or rent one. And it has all the driver's frequencies on it.
Yeah.
So you'd actually listen to the drivers talk to their pit crews and stuff like that.
So what do they say to each other?
Well, you know, they trash talk. They, you know, they shit talk. They do a whole bunch of stuff.
Take a picture, brother.
Thank you. They trash talk. I think that's low life Louis Ramos in the building.
Who, that guy?
Yeah. No, the guy with the, That was the,
The guy taking the picture of us?
No, the guy with the camouflage right there?
Oh, okay.
And Rowdy Roddy Piper.
Yeah,
rowdy,
man.
Rowdy Viper, man.
Little Corey Hart. Should put this on your next disc.
The next car ride to Queens.
Yeah. Yeah. Matter of fact, you know
just
what?
To Queens.
I will make the next road trip disc.
Okay.
I'll make you a good 80s disc. I got all some right. I got some obscure shit.
Roddy Piper, welcome to WBW Holy Grail.
I think Bob Orton's talking right now.
Piper.
Roddy Piper, everyone.
Wow, he's been saying that line for 30 years.
And he's got to be happy about it because it's what are getting him booked.
There's a belt in that box.
Oh, I thought that was a cooler.
Want some malt liquor?
Yeah. You got some Cobra?
Little King Cobra for the Mega Powers?
Oh, God. Some camo? Or Four Loko? I got to stay away from the Four Loko. I went 12 locos deep one time. That was a horrible night.
Seriously?
Yeah, seriously. I don't know what got into me.
Meeting of the minds right here in front of the table.
Get those children away from me.
Relax, Mel. It's going to be all right.
This ain't the Bug Zumoff daycare center.
Yeah.
What's up? Thank you.
What?
Take our
Do I have a wife? Yeah, I got a wife. Oh, give this to my wife? Okay, I'll give it to my wife. Thank you.
Are you actually going to give that to your wife?
Sure I will. Will she come here? I don't know.
I'm throwing mine in the garbage.
Aw, you're terrible. Be nice to the Chitlins. Thank you. Hope so. So far? Syndergaard? Yeah, man. We hope. Oh, talking baseball.
Syndergaard?
Syndergaard is a Mets pitcher. Kid in the minor leagues. Normally Yankee fans don't care about Mets fans, but I guess he's a nice guy.
Yeah. No, he saw the nachos, so he's like, okay, this is all right, guy.
Fat guy with a Mets hat and nachos, he's got to be the coolest.
Yeah.
And I am.
The Holy Grail.
Holy Grail with a bunch of creeps and scantily clad women and some cool people.
It's sacrilegious.
People keep asking me, would you give up for Lent? I'm like, I'm Protestant. I don't give up stuff for Lent anymore.
And I'm not into any of that shit, so I'm not giving up anything.
We were 7 minutes in and you were already picking on the talent.
What?
I want to get his big ass over here.
Who?
Matt Morgan.
Oh.
Kick you in the face.
He ain't doing shit. That stuttering piece of shit. Listen, I love wrestling. But some of these wrestlers, I don't understand them. You know, maybe Norrenganger and all that. Well, you know, it's got a big bone for these guys.
Big bone for who?
You know, for the TNA people. I don't know.
He's not in TNA anymore.
Mike Norrenganger.
Oh, Mike loves TNA.
Yeah. Like, I'm completely out of my element being at this place. Just Piper and Orton and Dylan. Gertner fits in. Virgil. I don't know what to say to you.
What's going on?
What's up, dude?
How you been? All right, it's our first time here.
I'm a friend of yours?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. We're part of the Shining Wizards, yep. Want a business card? take one, man. Listen to the show. All right, Anthony, thanks for showing up. Take care, man. Enjoy the show.
I don't want to be that guy's friend.
Oh, stop it.
What? Being honest.
He's not a simple kind of guy.
There's fucking DJ Placo.
There he is.
It's looking bigger.
Yeah. Just incredible in the building.
He's a good guy, but he's getting heavier. I think he's been having some of the $21 nachos.
Well, I wish we were broadcasting live. I tell everybody to come down.
Yeah. That was funny, your boys telling everybody the ticket prices, but we're pre-taped.
That's right. Pre-taped.
How are you going to edit this episode?
With an editing program.
Oh, no shit.
They fucking have the pains. They can be... play through it and then cut out some parts and
cut out all the nacho parts.
No, fucking you nacho eating on the air. I used to,
hey, I learned it from watching or listening to Tony.
Dude, you know what? When I used to do the Man Cave show with those guys, when you and I first started doing our show, I was on the Man Cave on Sundays, if you remember.
Uh huh.
And the host, and I love JP to death, he would fucking eat, but he would stuff his face. Yeah. And he's like, he was hosting. He had the board, you know, in Joe's studio. And yeah. I'm like, are you stuffing your face again, fatty? You know,
on air.
Yeah, like I wait, like in between like commercials and stuff. You know,
was he loud about it?
Yes, he was obnoxious.
Like smacking his lips.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I just wanted to kick him in his face because we were live every Sunday morning. You know,
we're live.
Shout out to JP, by the way. He had a little medical scare. Hope he's feeling a lot better. We need to get him on the show. He's pretty knowledgeable. He shit talks a lot, though.
Then he's up my alley.
Yeah, you guys get along just fine. Cooler with something in your mouth. Little...
what?
Nickelback. Little Ozzy. Here we go. I should have bought the iPod and fucking... Actually, I do have the iPod.
They should have left the Nickelback at home. Fuck.
Oh. Yeah. Well, we're about 2 hours in. We've got about an hour and 20 recording time. Here's Just Incredible. You better come to our table, that punk ass.
Well, go get him.
I'm not going to chase him in the bathroom. Want to chase him in the bathroom with a business card? Hey. Hey. Mine's bigger than yours. What's your favorite nicotine station? You should have brought your bell, son of a... I should have told you.
There's a lot of things I should have brought.
No. I should have brought my tapes. I should have brought my DVDs.
Yeah, I need to sell those fucking Hulkamania tapes. I need them out of the fucking house. And all those Shakara DVDs. Just eating up.
Did you back those up?
Yeah, I backed up everything.
Yeah, I want some of that on my computer.
Backed those up years ago, shit.
Yeah, man.
Back that ass up. Oh, man.
The Rant guy's putting our pictures up from today's event on the page. Everybody's like, are we live? Are we live? Double A's like, no. We're taping.
I wish we were live.
Nah, you know what? I think it'll take away from... I'd like the fact that we can sit back now and just record and do what we got
to
do.
I think for this it would be fun to be live. Because we're here for so long.
I guess. Maybe we can do it tonight during the event. I don't know. Put it this way.
Just press the live button. And...
yeah, if we... honestly, dude, though, if we can't set up for the event, I don't know if I want to sit... I don't know. We can. I mean, watch the event. I mean, it's about...
it is what it is.
We'll play it by ear.
Yeah.
You don't like that belt, dude? A TNA belt?
No, I think it's ugly.
It's not terrible looking. We should take a picture of it and show it to Adam and them.
Especially with the guy that's holding it.
You should pose with it.
Oh, my God.
Did this guy buy a Virgil DVD?
I think he did. No, that's not a Virgil DVD.
There he is. Let's get Justin over here.
Oh, I thought Virgil was coming all in.
God forbid. Dude, I don't want him here. I don't want him here. Forget about that.
Because he's black.
Ah, he's limping. Hope he's all right. Championship belt replica this guy's got on.
Replica socks and replica belts.
If we ever make it big, I want to buy a television title from Dave Millican.
Which one?
Television title.
Yeah, but which television? Oh, wait, the NWA.
Yes.
There's like three or
four. No. It was one belt. It was the national title, and they switched it to the television title.
Yeah, but then they had...
You see who won that belt? Man, a lot of people won that belt.
Yeah.
Piper and Sting, Muda.
Anderson. Yeah, but then they had the other...
Sting.
Yeah, but then they had the other television title.
When not the WCW one. No, yeah. No, I don't want that
the one. The one Renegade one.
No, not that
the one.
One
that Renegade wore when he hung himself.
No, man, I want a legit one.
I was playing Def Leppard, my band.
Love Def Leppard. I had Pyromania on vinyl when I was a kid.
Well, this is all Pyromania.
Oh, shit.
That's an ugly looking belt.
Oh, that's the Empire States Championship. That's what Justin Credible's fighting for tonight.
He's fighting for that.
Yeah.
I would throw that fight if I had to fight for that belt.
Oh, stop it. Not a bad looking belt. I'm just spoiled now because Dave Milliken's belts are so much better.
Yeah. Well, he makes the real shit, so.
What a good show that was.
Why would you want to wear like those foam belts that, Mike Noren Donger wears?
How do you know Mike wears those?
Well, he's in that, Yard Work Federation or whatever. They wear some shitty ass belts.
Meanie. Such a meanie, Mega Powers.
Hey. Just calling it as I see it. Some big ass black dude holding a Divas belt.
You gonna tell him any different?
Yeah. Tell him to get his ass over. I'll tell him. He's got a kid with him, probably with another women's belt.
Christ.
Passing it on. Oh no, the kid's got the Andre belt.
Here comes the boss. Uh-oh.
Oh.
Pay attention. He probably got somebody buried downstairs.
Yeah, they should give Virgil an award tonight.
Anthony should take him out back and beat his ass with a bat.
Yeah. He probably has the fucking connections to do it. He got this casino. What the hell is that all about? I've never seen any of these local groups with a casino as the venue.
No, this is... I'm telling you, man, this is... We're part of something really big right now. I mean,
there's some fucking blood money put into this place.
Dude, don't even knock it. Don't knock the hustle. You never knock another man's hustle.
I'm not knocking a man's hustle. I'm just saying. I'm being cautious. I fear for my life.
It's like the fourth Dolph Ziggler shirt I saw today.
I think it's the same guy wearing...
Oh, he just looks different at different angles. Is that it?
Yeah. The lighting here is tricky. All I got is a photograph, Phil. But I don't want to touch you.
And I want, and I need, is an arm and some speed. Take the guy's arm away. They gave him an extra pedal, and he's like, oh, he's a phenomenal drummer. He has an extra pedal. Of course he's a phenomenal drummer.
Hey, man, he revolutionized drumming for...
With what, an extra pedal?
Yeah.
Because he's fucking stumpy? I hate that.
Listen, I don't see you creating drums for drummers.
I can play drums. I have both arms, though.
Yeah, but let's see now, how you go without one arm.
I couldn't. And he couldn't either. He'd actually get another pedal. No, we don't want to meet Virgil. Fuck Virgil.
I want to meet Virgil, but under different circumstances.
Yeah, and behind your car.
No, over here with us. Interviewing him, finding out who's really great guys and who aren't.
Yeah, we're gonna get somebody over here to sit with us and talk to us. Getting
somebody.
Lonely.
Anybody.
Anybody talk to us right here. Oh, look at this chick. She's half naked. There you go. Dave, that's all you right there, bro. Why not?
Not into people that go to wrestling shows.
No, they need to be half unconscious, Japanese, and in your basement, right? Yeah, that's...
Don't put words in my mouth.
I know you too well now.
I have standards. I have class, Phil.
Yeah, you leave the body bag open.
Gotta let her breathe. Jesus.
Yeah. You know what? This guy should just shut up and play the whole entire CD.
Yeah, this is like the third Def Leppard song. I'm loving this guy now.
Yeah.
He was pissing me off before.
Now. I would just play the whole show.
Yeah. It should be, you know, like when New Jack would come out to, was it
Natural Born Killers, yeah.
But it's just like Hysteria and Pyromania
yeah.
throughout the entire event.
Maybe throwing a couple of two steps behind once in a while.
Yeah.
I like the ballads. A little Gina, all right.
That was on, what album is that on?
What?
Two Steps Behind.
That was on the Last Action Hero soundtrack.
Last Action Hero soundtrack, really?
Yep. Yep.
Mm. I had the Last Action Hero soundtrack.
How are you? Good, how are you?
What's going on, man?
How are you?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, brother.
You guys on the show tonight? I'm just making sure.
We're an old school show.
There's a couple
man.
Of guys that are here that are not on the show, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, take a mic, man.
Yeah, you want to talk? Question who he was, Phil.
Fuck him. I don't even...
Well, I don't know who he is either. So.
Yeah, fuck him. See, Dave? That's all you right there, dude. She's got the fuck me pumps on. Look at her.
They're not glittery.
I don't know. Another good, fine band.
Yeah.
They were, anyway.
I'm just cautious of people that go to wrestling shows, including myself.
You know what? I used to be. And then I got older, and I'm like, you know what? I know who I am. I'm comfortable.
Yeah.
I like when I take Mikey to shows, though. He gets, like he's very cool and very collected. He doesn't get crazy with the other kids. But you could tell there's, like, that...
Tension?
Yeah, because he's, like, a good example. We took him to the base brawl with TNA. They have, like, the outdoor... Baseball park, you know, the outdoor shows.
Yeah, it was like the minor league stadium. Or
yeah, exactly.
Like
so
yeah, I went to the first one that they did.
It was good though. So he met. We bought him a Joseph. It's an Abyss Hulk Hogan like figurine pack.
Okay. Oh yeah, I forgot they did that awful.
So he walks over to Joseph Park, like, and he hands him the Abyss figure. He just looks at him like, and he's staring Mikey down. And Mikey, you look like you're gonna sign this. You're gonna be a dick about it. You know, like
yeah.
that's the look Mikey gave him. Like I know. Mikey gave him that look like, I know who you are, and I know I'm only 5 years old.
Yeah.
But I know you know that I know who you are.
Yeah.
And you're going to sign that fucking thing for me.
Yeah.
That's pretty funny.
Even 5-year-olds can be smart to the business.
That's right, because he has cool people around him all the time.
Hey, what was it? I think on that 2020 thing about wrestling being fake. They had, like, a little kid who, you know, like, John Stossel was like, what do you think wrestling is fake? Wrestling is fake? And the kid's like, yeah, it's fake. So even kids back in the 80s knew it was fake.
Yeah.
Man, that guy's Rowdy Piper shirt is way too big for him. And he's a big dude.
see this guy behind us with the Mickey James portrait? Look at the guy right, look at the guy right behind you.
Do you see the fucking snooker looking like?
No.
Okay, brother. I killed her.
Yeah, what the fuck's up with that Mickey James, like, velvet painting?
See, dude, that's the creepiness right there.
Dude.
I didn't do any of that shit as a kid. I occasionally, I'm not even going to lie, I occasionally wore a shirt. And outside of Legends of the Ring, I went to one convention when I was 15. That was it. That was it. I mean, granted, I was too poor to go, but still, like,
yeah.
You go to shows and it's like, what the like, it's like, Land of the Misfit Toys over here.
Yeah.
And guys, whoever you're listening, it's not that Dave and I are too cool for the room. It's really not.
It's just weird.
It's very weird. Like, sometimes you feel like Dave's getting this uneasiness about being a wrestling fan today.
Yeah.
He's the host of a wrestling podcast.
That's how I feel when I go to these things, you know? The only time I relax is when the show's already going down and I'm sitting in my
meanwhile,
seat.
Meanwhile, yeah. He co-hosts a wrestling show.
Yeah. I don't know what to say.
I know. Honestly, dude, I don't know. I know how you feel. I feel your pain.
Even the woman at the Starbucks was like, you seem like you are out of it. Like you don't know where you are.
Do you know where you are, sir? Do you need car fare to go home?
I told you, I'm the fucking prehistoric caveman who's been shot into the future, and I don't know where the hell I am. And I'm
funny.
Bewildered by all these loud sounds and bright lights and strange people. But yeah, there's a fucking dude who's dressed up like Jimmy Snuka from his shitty, like, wrestling in a high school days. Not even, like, his prime or anything like that. And it's strange. It looks weird. It bothers me. It disturbs me. And we got a lot of interesting personalities here.
The Legends of the Ring thing set me back a bit.
Yeah, the guy's not fucking, like, he does have a caveman gimmick.
The wrestling, That show last year, and you left. You had gone, and it got weirder. The people were dressed up.
Oh yeah, I bet.
Yeah, it got weirder, and I was like, "This is not cool." You know, thank God for Tony and Matt because it was like, you know.
Oh, I wouldn't be able to help you out if I was there. All I can do is just get some holy water and some garlic and. I don't know.
I don't know, man. Yeah.
But yeah, wrestling is a bizarre culture. As much as I love it, there's so much of it that I despise and want to distance myself from it.
You know what, though? I don't hate it. And now I'm in a different age bracket and I'm doing this thing.
Yeah.
I don't mind it so much. I just, like, I feel bad for my kid because... He's going to get older, and he's really into it. And he goes to these shows, and it's like, oh, you know.
Well, that's why you're here, to inform him about what he can expect.
It's true. I'm obligated.
Hey, kid, one day you're going to go to a wrestling convention, and there's going to be somebody selling socks.
Yep, and doing shitty radio shows.
Yeah, and selling blenders. And Virgil's going to be there, too.
I hope that, hope he understands that it's not every show and it's not every person.
But it's most shows.
And
it's most people.
And it's most people.
Yeah.
Matt Strikers with the creepy snooker.
Oh, God.
I don't know what's worse, the wrestling fans or new music. I don't like any kind of music.
I think both of them go hand in hand.
I know. I love Gertner's neck brace.
It's been so many years and he's still hurt. Same thing for Bob Orton Jr.
I wonder how Iron Mike Sharp is doing.
Does this dude have an XFL jersey on?
Most likely.
That's hysterical. You watch the network, they have all the XFL commercials. Tommy Maddox go through the LA Maniacs?
I saw it.
I'm like, that's it. I was clapping. I'm not going to lie. I dug it. I love the XFL.
You enjoyed it?
I did.
I saw the first one, and I was like everybody else. He just turned off.
No, dude. I watched it. I watched the whole season. I watched it. I had a Hitman hat. I drank the Kool-Aid. I really did. I was digging it.
They had Jesse the Body as one of the commentators.
Yeah.
But who? It was him and JR, right?
I believe so.
Which is funny because they had such awful chemistry in WCW.
I heard JR's new podcast is the shiz. I want to check it out.
It is. It's amazing. He's only had
like two episodes.
I listened to the first episode with Austin. But, you know, all these podcasts, it's literally just these dudes just bullshitting. That's what it comes down to.
But again, he was so close to all of it, you know? His insight's nice, you know?
He has the voice.
Yeah, yeah, man.
He knew how to sell it. He knew how to present it to fans in a sense where it was kind of like an actual sports broadcast, but at the same time, still the, you know, entertainment side of wrestling as well.
Yeah.
So much bad hair and fashion sense in this place.
Oh, here, Dave Powell is fashion police.
Yeah. Been wearing a suit all week. Shit. I gotta see some of these humanoids. And
I gotta wear a uniform all week, so I guess, yeah. All right. More vendors are coming in.
So you're Yankees ambassador.
What's up, everybody? This is the Ace of Belts, Dave Milliken, WWE Beltmaker. You're listening to the Turnbuckle Throwback Radio Podcast.
Hey, Big Phil here from the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. As soon as you're done with our show, head on over to rantemradio.com. That's right, rantemradio.com. For such awesome programming as The Rant, every Tuesday night with AA and Tony C, every Wednesday night live with Turnbuckle Throwbacks with myself and the Mega Powers. You have Mr. Will I Am Morgan every Saturday evening with the Wrestling Call-In Show with Rage. And of course, you got Jordan Surfer every Sunday for the What Are You Reading comic book show with a new time every Sunday at 5 p.m. with a special appearance by the Lex Experience on a weekly basis as well. It's the entertainment you love, the history you crave. It's The Rant. RantEMradio.com.
This is the Black Scorpion, and when I'm not looking for Sting, I'm listening to the Shining Wizards podcast, ShiningWizards.com. Be a mark. Buy the shirt. I'm coming for you, Sting.
In trying to make an artistic statement, one should be careful not to let one's personal aroma do the talking. In order not to offend the critics, I recommend Rightguard Sports Stick. It provides maximum protection and the freshest scents, a sublime palette of odoriferous emanation. After all, a true artiste should be remembered for his inspiration, not his perspiration. Right Guard Sports Stick. Anything less would be uncivilized.
GeeksOfTheIndustry.com. With such fantastic programming as Chattastrophe, Pro Wrestling Nation, Two for Flinching, Sleeve Notes, Wrestling with Smut, Cart Glitch International, The Mega Powers Radio Podcast, and the flagship, Geeks of the Industry. Go to geeksoftheindustry.com now.
All right. Well, this is painstakingly.
You got a good 3.5 hours to go through, Phil.
No, I mean they're not gonna. I don't think we're broadcasting from the event. I thought we would be.
Yeah.
I mean we are. I mean technically, but I'm gonna talk about the actual ring itself. So.
Yeah, you got to hammer out those details beforehand.
Yeah.
To.
Either way, this is our first gig. It's our first time out. People saw us. We'll promote it on the internet. You know, I'm getting a free meal out of it because my sister's bringing me food.
It will happen.
Yeah, and this is a treat for us. So I want to thank Anthony and his family and the WPW guys for having us out.
And I may steal a slice of pizza from across from us.
$17 slice of pizza by the shirt guy.
It's artichoke.
Artichoke slices. I want to thank everybody, man. I want to thank Shining Wizards Network, the Rant Ian Radio Network. And this has been a bonus episode of the Turnbuckle Throwbacks. We'll upload this soon when I painstakingly go through all the audio. Mega Power's going to pass out.
Yeah.
Because he's, 30 going on fucking 55.
Yeah.
His AARP card's getting trumped today at the casino.
I need to work on my endurance like Ric Flair. Fucking Stan Hansen. Do some more calisthenics.
You most certainly do. All right. So on behalf of the Mega Powers, as always, your gracious host, the Impact Player, Mr. Phil Rea, bidding you adieu. Thanking everybody for showing up today. Thanks to my friend Kathy and her family that came and said hello. And that's pretty much it. Dave, any closing comments?
So long, everybody.
All right. Peace and chicken grease.